Some people say crayfish, yeah. But craw, we always say crawfish. Crawdads.
Right. Yeah, it's an insect. So an insect that is bad about getting your clothes and eating holes.
Moth.
Okay, several would be several.
Moths.
Do you have a name for an insect that you see at night flying around street lights and just blow around?
Yeah. But I can't think of the name of them. You call these, they're attracted by light. Now, it's different between what we call an old lightning bug or a firefly. But this, we call these things something else. I can't think of the name. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. Camouflage. And you'll hear people in the country will say camel. Instead of candle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a camouflage, It's candle fly.
What about an insect that you see around ponds mostly? It has a long, thin body, and you like to light on your fish.
Mosquito? No, that's
needed that anyway.
You're talking about what we, it's a dragonfly,
yeah.
But they call it snake doctor around here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Any idea of why snake doctor?
They said when you find a dragonfly, there are snakes close by. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever heard that insect called a mosquito hawk?
I read that maybe a week or so ago. It was a little linguistics article.
Giving the
various names of the dragonfly. I think they pointed out in Georgia they did call it a snake doctor. I noticed that's what we call it here too. Yeah. And I believe I did see that mosquito hawk there, but I never heard of anything called that.
What about stinging insects?
Wasps, bees. You don't find many hornets, but they're supposed to be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They're the worst ones. Hornets, bees. I'm not leaving anything else off the wall. That's the deal. Those are three.
Do you have the ones that build their nest in the ground and swarm on you?
Hornets that do that, I guess.
What about yellow jackets?
Yellow jackets. And hornets, I believe, are being used about synonymously around here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a little insect that's bad about burrowing underneath your skin, making it itch and welts?
Was that a tick?
Could be. I had something else in mind, though.
I don't know. Ticks never bother me.
Pick them up and be walking barefoot.
Red bugs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, really.
Any other word for that?
No, that's the only one I've heard for that.
You ever heard of chigger?
Is that supposed to be the same thing? I didn't know what a chigger was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And different types of snakes around here.
Yeah. You have, among the poisonous ones, your moccasins, your cottonmouth moccasins. You have what we call the highland moccasin. And, you have your rattlesnakes. I think you have two around here. I don't know the. You have your pygmy rattler and your eastern, which is the same thing I believe as a diamondback rattler. And you have the coral snake. And I believe that's all. You find these in Mississippi around here common. Of course, non-poisonous snakes, you'll find your garter snakes, chicken snakes, your king snakes, any of those constrictors that are related to the king snake,
mm-hmm.
And what you call rat snakes, I guess rat snakes, chicken snakes are probably the same thing. And there are some water snakes that are not poisonous.
Mm-hmm.